him in front of him.
That's fucked up.
I know it's fucked up, but what are you going to do?
I don't know. Everybody wake up.
Time to wake up. Time to start the day. Wake up late with Dougie. He is the only
wake
way.
Wake up late.
Now everybody.
Wake up late.
Everybody.
Wake up late.
Wake up late.
Wake up.
Wake up late with Dougie. Wake up late with Dougie. Wake up late with Dougie.
It's time to wake up.
Wake up late with Dougie. What rhymes with Dougie? He's just so funny.
It's the Wake Up Late with Dougie show. Live from Danger Studios. Coral's praising, now you know.
We're the hottest show in this
wake
place.
Wake up late.
Now everybody.
Wake up late.
Now everybody.
Wake up late.
Now everybody.
I said one, two,
everybody wake up.
Live from Danger Studios in Coral Springs, Florida, it's the Wake Up Late with Dougie show, starring Dougie Almeida. Now, let's start the show.
Thanks, Elgin. Not a bad idea. Let's do it. Welcome to the Wake Up Late with Dougie show. I'm Dougie Almeida. My computer's on fire. What's up, Peter Kramer?
Both.
Here with Jackie Sanchez.
Hi.
And Randy Vega.
What's up, man?
It's June, god dang. It's June already.
I know, man.
We are halfway through the year, people.
My birthday month is over. I'm sad.
Yeah? Your birthday month? What are you, a bitch now?
No, man. I celebrate my birthday. I enjoy life. I celebrate that shit every
I know.
Year.
What do you wear, a fucking dress, too?
Even though he didn't tell anybody.
I do wear a thong, but I told everybody in the group. What are you talking about? I told everybody publicly. I told everybody. Where are you going? What are you doing for your birthday? Going to L.A. and San Fran for the whole week.
Yeah?
I told everybody all the time. I don't.
Did you go?
I went to L.A. and then I had a dog death and I had to come back.
Oh, wow. So, Jesus Christ.
You know, way to bring the mood down, Rainey. But then I got another puppy, so we're good.
Yeah, I'm watching a dog. I got my brother-in-law's dog here now.
Yeah.
Ivy. And my little dog's happy. He's like, you know.
Got somebody to play with.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Anyway, welcome to the show, guys. It is June. We're halfway through the year. Had a fun time at the Dayton, Ohio World Series of Comedy. Congratulations to John Wynn. For a Florida comic now living in L.A.,
nice.
Who won the thing.
Cool, man. Shout out to Florida.
I won my night, which is great.
So,
dope, man. Yeah, congrats, bro.
Yeah, and then we got to the top six on Saturday, and it was one of those nights where the crowd was just, you know, weird. You know what I mean?
Were they, though?
No, they were. It's like really, what I mean, like, tight, like weird, like they're like, one. Some nights crowds, they laugh, they're fun, they're a comedy crowd. Then you get some nights you go to a show, it could be any night, and they're very, let's say, tight, and they're very, like, sensitive with certain material.
Oh, I get what you mean.
Yeah. You know what I mean? Like, if anything that's mean or anything that's a little mean-spirited or, and then, you know what I mean? This is one that sometimes it's a crowd you have to, you know, and I was mad that I didn't really take it all in because by that time, first of all, I'm staying at a hotel, and I feel bad because I used Ignite Hospitality, which is a great service if you're on the road and you're in between gigs, you need a gig. You contact Ignite Hospitality. Adam over there will hook you up to get you a room for free. Well, not really, but he gets the room for free.
Yeah.
And then you got to pay him a percentage for doing it. And then you got to go on social media and say stuff. Hey, I had a great time over at the fucking Wicker Inn, you know, whatever. And, you know, great place.
Yeah, shout out to Ignite for
hooking
up.
Yeah, give him stars and stuff. And, but this place, I'm having a hard time.
Trying to find right something good.
Some shit to fucking. Listen, and I shared a room with my buddy John. And in all fairness, I was in Dayton, Ohio. They just suffered one of the worst fucking tornadoes, 12 different tornadoes.
So all the good ones got taken out and you only had the shit ones. Is what you're saying?
Yeah, I'm just saying. it was still there.
Yeah.
And we didn't even know if we were going to have the festival until, like, by Tuesday. They said the place, there's no power at the club.
You got to think about it, though, too, though. Like, regardless, you know, if you guys do have it, that's probably good for the town. Something to, like, you know, lighten them up a little bit.
You would think.
Know? Yeah.
So our show was light. My show was, I was like 10, 15 people in the audience.
Damn.
So it was a light weekend and all that shit. But the internet sucked. Listen, when you're in a hotel and the internet don't work.
It's a pain.
Oh, that sucks.
It's useless.
Terrible. It's terrible.
I got to work, too. That's the thing. I got to work. I got shit to do.
Yeah.
Friday
you,
I was
you seem like a guy who has a laptop with you at all times.
I got to have my laptop.
Yeah.
Especially, I mean, if I go to a club on Friday, I'm not bringing my laptop.
For the weekend, yeah. No,
I'm
no
just
point.
Bringing the iPad for a little, you know, lonely time.
Yeah, porno.
Saturday night.
Yeah, porno. It's cool.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
You know, especially if, you know, you have a show, you're excited. No lady to come home to, but I got an iPad.
It's a good stress reliever. Just wipe the screen when you're done. That's all.
Yeah, I remember the time I gave. This was on our show, you know, this is when Elgin was here.
Yeah.
And he asked to use my iPad, and he started using it. We're talking about being on our house. Just got back from a 2-week run. And he's like, is this the iPad you took with you? I go, yeah. He's like, ugh.
It'd be nasty. Yeah. He doesn't let it go and it sticks to his hand. He's like, oh, God.
he got so much of my DNA from that iPad that his son may be mine.
Wow, that's wild.
I wonder,
man.
Imagine if he had so much of my sperm with his fingers.
And like black
that actually,
hair,
all of a sudden,
back,
yeah.
Slick back hair and stuff.
All of a sudden, bleached. His kid's taller. His kid's come out, looks like Tony Soprano.
A little Spanish version.
Anyways.
Hey, dad. Hey, como está?
Hey. This is Tony Soprano. I can't even do Tony. Nah, so I sound man. Like Bing Crosby. Anyway, so it was fun. Congrats to John for winning. I had a good time. And the good part about it is I'm going to go back. I'm probably going to bring the Ebony and Olive comedy tour there.
Good, man. That's what's up.
So, all for a purpose.
Yeah, that's good, man. Oh, I mean,
I heard you guys had a crazy open mic last night.
Yes, we did.
That was fun.
It was a lot. 30 comics and a bunch of people came out too. It was long. We had some weird stuff go down. Some definitely not comics, and then some.
What do you mean not comics got on stage?
Yeah. Yeah,
like, I didn't hear about that. What happened there?
Some dude wrote his name was Chris Rock, and yeah. I didn't even fucking bother. I just called up Chris Rock, and he was a kid with the shirt open with his, like, he took
his
shirt off
on
stage. He just walks around and talks, and then we had Jonathan with an H, Lewis. He's a writer for, like, Trey's stuff and everything. He came out and did some weird shit with a painting and everything, so it's always entertaining.
I remember
it's
I walked
fun.
In one moment there, and there was a dude on stage staring like staring in like dead space for a moment. He was like,
"That was probably Chris Rock."
And I'm like, "What's going on?" And I asked somebody who's the bar, I'm like, "Yo, did he just lose train of thought or something like that?" He goes, "Yeah, he's been like that for like 10 seconds." I'm like, "Oh, great."
Yeah,
he lost his train of fucking being.
Yeah,
that's funny. Like you said, that's one of the pleasures if you've never been to an open mic night. To go to an open mic night, it's kind of like the early editions, early stages of like American Idol.
Yeah,
when you don't know what you're gonna watch.
Yeah, when you watch the real bad people, it's kind of funny.
Yeah, and sometimes it's funny. Good to watch the bad people though too. You have more excitement watching them than actually watching people who are good.
Yeah, I enjoy watching bad comics sometimes.
I do too.
5 minutes, but that's why listen on your open. Listen, it's like the Gong Show. Mm. You know, if you have an open mic, you get 3 to 5 minutes. Let's get something straight. Unless it's a workout room, I think anything. If you want to have a workout room, that seems to be a new phrase instead of an open mic. Yeah, you book a workout room. And that's when you basically invite 10 to 15 comics to come and do their best 10 minutes, right?
Yeah.
And then because these are comics that have earned, that have shown themselves, their worthiness.
Yeah.
But in an open mic, 3 to 5 minutes, why three? Well, if you're sucking, we're going to get you the fuck out of there.
Pretty much.
Yeah. If we want the show to keep moving, we want to get you out of there.
Yeah.
Right? If it's becoming the end of the night and there's still 15 people to go up.
Getting you the fuck out.
We're getting you the fuck out of there.
That makes sense. I mean.
And as a comic, you don't piss and moan and bitch. Anything, whenever something like, that's what I'm saying. If you run a room, do what the fuck you want.
Yeah.
Don't, sometimes people, I'm worried, I don't want to piss anybody off. Fuck these people. If I'm a comic, somebody says, hey, you got 3 minutes. Like when I did Cisco's show at the Miami Improv, instead of 7 to 10, I got 5. So I'm like, all right.
You do your.
I got to come up with, okay, and I got to adjust and figure out. That's adaptability. That's success. That's how you get better.
Yeah.
Right, deal with it. Don't go. Oh, what am I gonna do? I don't have. I tell stories. No, I only tell stories.
I mean, I've learned from watching a lot of the bigger comics and stuff like that, and like you and like a couple of the guys that are around here. That
mean
are pretty big,
like
that have time under their belt. Not wait.
No. No.
I was just talking about my cock, man.
Anyways,
these big dick comics.
Yeah, only the big dicks.
These big dick motherfuckers that are walking around stage with loose pants on. Anyways. Keeping a strong 5 minutes in a talk is always a great thing. Just because when you go somewhere and they're like, hey, you only got 5, you already know, well, I got a solid 5, I can go up there and...
I don't know if I've said this already, but if you're a comic and you're serious, and you're doing it at least 3 years, you have to have at least a 5-minute set, a 7 to 10-minute set, and a 15-12-minute set.
Yeah, I took that to heart when I first heard of
it. That's it. I mean, if you don't have all three, then work on which, obviously, you got to do your first 5 minutes.
Yeah.
You need your first 5 minutes, and then once you got 5 minutes, now you got to work on having a good 10 minutes.
Yeah.
Right? And then what else? What's left?
Well, have you ever been in a situation where, like, you're on stage, right? Like, I'm saying, like, back in the day, right? Like, you're saying that the 5, 10, 15 time having that. Like, you're supposed to do, like, you're 12 to 15. Like, you earn that. When that sun comes up and you don't get the light and nothing like that and no signs, and they tell you, like, if you don't get the light, you keep going, but you're expecting the light.
Right.
What have you done on that to improvise? Like, have you just improvised like crowd work there? Like,
oh yeah. I mean, you know, I'm thinking of a few times back at the old New York Comedy Club when I hosted, when you're basically doing 15 minutes.
Yeah.
And you know, sometimes they'll say, you know, Howard would be acting, they're like, stretch, like something's wrong. I don't know.
Yeah.
You know, and you're like, all right, well, I'm going to do another 5 minutes. So
yeah.
I always have something. Like I have like, especially when I host, I have like a 2 minute, one and a half, 2 minute joke just to kind of go in between people that's strong.
Mm-hmm.
Right. You have a few of those. And then like if you're in a festival and you do your closer and it doesn't hit as well and you got, oh, fuck, what am I going to do? I got to at least end on something and you have a, you know, and finish on something strong.
Yeah.
But yeah, I mean, crowd work is, listen. That, you know, when you know when you got to stretch,
yeah.
But crowd work's always weird. Like when you're at somebody's at the end and do a joke. Oh, so where are you from? Oh my
god!
I was gonna
say, I don't think you want to end on crowd work.
Yeah, right. Just like, I'm saying, like in a tight situation minutes. Like that. Sometimes people are lucky. Like right before they get ready to go to their last joke, they see the club. Somebody going like, oh, stretch it out, and you can like pause on that joke, fuck around with some crowd work, and
meaning if you're already on bring your
them,
closer,
yeah, bring them to the closer. But like, if you're done with your stuff and you're getting ready to get off, and they're telling you to stretch.
Well, here's another good exercise. Let's Jesse Cohen was joined us earlier. Jesse was at the open mic
Jesse.
On Sunday, and he told the joke. You know, it was funny. It's like pretty vicious joke. I thought it was funny.
He did some good ones last night.
Yeah, yeah.
Really
Jesse's.
Good ones, yeah.
I wonder if Jesse's a sneaky funny. Like,
I wonder if he did the ones
yeah.
I told him. But like he told a joke and it, you know. This and then the misdirection, you know, the sharp angle.
Yeah.
So then I said, well, don't stop there. Why are you going to go to a new joke? Why don't you keep going?
Yeah.
You know, so my advice was, you know, tell this and then, and add to it. You know, I don't want to tell this joke. I'm trying to think of a way to tell it without telling it. But, you know, it's like, well, in this case, then do that. And you know what? Why don't you do this and that?
Yeah.
Oh, and by the way, how about then this and then you do that?
Yeah.
And instead of just do that and then next joke. I don't know if you did that. Jesse, you're on there. Did you do it?
He did some fucked up jokes that were really good.
I love Jesse like comedy. He's funny. He's really that's what I meant by like sneaky funny. Like, he'll take you one way and then kid you quick on another way, and it's like, goddamn, all right, that's
yeah. By the way, he goes. Jesse says, "Oh, these people are saying nice things about me." Well, not now, fucker. Anyway, yeah, we did.
You piece of shit, Jesse.
He goes, he did. I did.
He did. Yes.
He did. Well, good. Yes.
I don't remember all of them. I was really high, but I remember some. They were good.
I always think, you know, someone, I gave somebody else something. Oh, Nadim had a joke where he said, because he's a pescatarian. What's up, yeah. Hiram Rios from Palms? What's it called?
From the Pembroke Pines.
Pembroke
the
Pines.
The best Alfredo.
She's talking about
world.
The Alfredo, buddy.
The best.
But he's talking about he's a pescatarian. He can't rip his own pants.
Yeah. Oh, no, like, not his pants. The girl's pants.
He goes, what kind of material is this? And I said, fuck that. That's not the funny word. Change. Say, what kind of fabric? It's a funnier word. What kind of fabric is this? And you got to act out. If you're going to show, you know, you should try to act like you're ripping it and shit.
Yeah.
Like, what is this fabric? This is like industrial fabric. You know, just work the joke.
Yeah.
That's another way you extend time.
Mm-hmm.
If you want to add time, you got to add, you know, add a little more shit to it.
Physical tags.
One of the scouts from the America's Got Talent, one of the advice I heard her say to other people, and even me, was even be more animated. Even be more like you're going to say something, at least, you know, like especially you're really low-key, right?
Yeah.
So if all of a sudden you're in the middle of the joke and you actually, you know, look like you're excited about something, people go, what the fuck?
Yeah.
And then, but you go right back to that.
Yes.
Yeah.
That shit you were doing.
I don't know. I'm waiting for the day when Jackie like overly animates herself on stage, just so I can be like, "Oh wow, okay, she did a thing. That's awesome." Like
that could be a bit.
All right.
I mean, that could, you know, I mean, that could be a bit where all of a sudden she's sitting there all quiet and stuff, and all of a sudden a subject something she discusses gets her all wind up. Starts walking around the room like she, you know,
going bashing her head like, "Yeah, Jackie, are you all right, Jackie? I just fucking amazing. It's just, God.
Oh my God, I feel so good about everything."
I
want to
see her drink a full Red Bull and just knock it back before stage.
Oh, I'd have like a panic attack. Yeah, that's too much adrenaline.
Fucking, her head will look like in Scanners and
I can't
freak out.
I do get hyper. You've seen me hyper.
Yeah, no, but never on stage. That's the thing. Like, I want to see how the crowd reacts to you
on
stage.
Hyper
on
stage.
Because I used to drink a lot of energy drinks before I'd go up on stage, and I'd be like geeked out. And so I stopped drinking it, and I go up on stage, mellowed out now. Like, feel way better. I feel like better in the moment.
Right.
But I kind of miss that just a little tweak.
Well, because you're a drug addict.
Energy drinks.
It's the same thing.
My
you know, like last
3 months clean. Thank you.
Good for you, man.
Way to go.
Yeah, no monsters in my closet.
No.
I got at one of the last festivals at. that was one of the things. You know, actually, Damon Wayans said this. Is that one of the things he says? You know, don't be smoking or drinking before every set. Like, you know what? If that's what you do, then don't. Mm-hmm. If you, the next week or two when you go to a show or club, don't drink. You know, I had a bad habit. I don't smoke cigarettes, but to get in my mood, you know, I used to smoke a cigarette before I went on stage to get in that, you know.
Get that loose day, yeah.
You know what I mean? I'm going to smoke a cigarette. And then, you know, next thing you know, I feel like there's a baby crying outside my window in the middle of the night, and I'm wheezing.
Oh, my God.
So if they're saying break the habit and stuff like that, is using the bathroom before you go up on stage a bad habit? Because, like, I don't even...
Yeah, that's
like,
yours. That's your
pooping?
Fucking shit.
What
yeah,
do you, oh,
that's
shit.
That's just nerves.
Oh, my God, dude. Listen, that happened
Brandon,
to me...
don't take your shit on stage. Like, I gotta go, guys. Sorry. Good night.
That just happened to me all the time.
Listen, when it comes to have to have time.
Yeah, yeah.
You know what I mean? When that comes up, it's like, oh, that's like an ordeal.
Yeah.
I can't shit before...
Oh, yeah, right before I go up, me. I can't. Oh, no. I need at least a good 10, 15 minutes.
That's what I'm saying. I need
to get
window.
It out. Yeah.
If I say I have to go poop, I walk in that bathroom and walk right back out within 30 seconds.
No. What I'm saying is, like, if I'm going on stage at 9 and it's 8:45, I have to go then. I can't wait till it's closed.
Never mind. Can we edit that out?
No, it's staying in there.
No, here's the difference. Here's the difference between you and maybe Randy and I. But, you know, when it takes to taking a dump, okay,
we're talking.
You know,
about
like
this.
you don't have to worry about being able to reach your ass, number one, and you know, taking a while to, you know, I'd imagine. But like for me, sometimes it's like I have a bad.
Oh, it's a
back.
Process. It's a due process.
Yeah, you know what I mean. I got to worry. You know,
turn
I mean,
a little bit on the seat, try to get
you
that angle.
What happens?
Like,
what if? Yeah, you know, sometimes I'll sit on the toilet and go, you know, I don't have to, and it won't all come out.
No, yeah, you got to do a little shake thing, right? Never had that where you feel like you're just like, come on, just get off.
Yeah, you kind of like, you're like sitting there dunking your ass.
I don't do what you're doing.
I have a job.
I don't ride
fun.
The pony on the toilet
doing
stall.
That. I have fun doing that.
Oh, my God.
I did a little shake thing. It's
that recently happened to me. You know, I was at, I think it was when I was in China.
We're really going to talk about shit. Okay.
Yeah, we're doing but, it. Well, you
listen,
brought it up.
I did not bring it up. Listen, you brought it up.
The 30-second poop part, you brought it up. Go ahead, continue.
So, first of all, when it comes to that, that's my morning thing. I very rarely don't have to worry about it at night. It's never an issue. But recently, I had that feeling. I had to feel like I had to go during the day. I'm like, nah, I don't have to go. And then, of course, you know, the feature's up there, and all of a sudden, I'm getting the rumbles. And I'm like, oh, my God, I don't believe this is going to happen to me.
The rumbles.
And I had to make a decision. I went over to the guy, the host, and I go, hey, how fucking much time do you have? You know, he's like, oh, he's been up there like 10, so he's got another 15. And I'm like, I can't do it. 15 is not a big enough window for me to feel comfortable to go in there, you know, because I have this feeling like I'm going to be in there, and all of a sudden it's going to be like, and your headliner tonight.
Yeah.
How old are you?
Don't ask me my age.
Okay, I'm saying like, no, I'm saying because like, all right, you're saying like you need that full 15 minutes to just sit there, and like,
no.
Or you feel like that's just not enough of a buffer for so you can do it, feel comfortable, get on stage, and then
yeah, what do you need the time for?
I need the time to actually make the decision to go.
Oh,
like I mean, like
just go.
Like if I have 15 minutes, I'm like, okay.
I get what you're saying. You don't want to like do it and hear like.
My luck, I'll end up going to the bathroom. Somebody be there, and I have to wait.
Oh, okay.
And now
okay,
that I've
okay.
already, now that I've already thought I'm going to go, the tubes are all starting to open.
Yeah,
the process has begun.
Okay, so that makes sense. Okay, I'm thinking.
You know what
I understand.
I'm thinking
you
need a whole 15 minutes on
no,
the toilet.
See,
because
once I tell myself it's time. The body doesn't. It's an irrevocable
that's
decision.
What I'm saying. Oh, I know when I'm gonna go, and I just fucking go.
Well,
like,
yeah,
because
you're
it.
20 and you can poop like a fucking rabbit anytime.
Yeah, but
you
the women's
want.
Bathrooms
no, not
aren't really
all.
Ever that like backed up like comedy clubs and stuff like that. Like there's rarely.
Hopefully, you have
you
the green room,
and
no one else is in the green room while you're going.
It's weird when you were like you're in a room full of dudes though, because like dudes are going like all the time. Like, oh, I get the privacy. Well,
imagine being the girl in the room.
Yeah,
yeah, true. Yeah.
Stop thinking of yourself, Randy. Jesus.
Yeah, be the female host.
Imagine
for
being
once.
A girl and you go in there and it's
I
fucking
put a wig on.
Toxic.
Surrounded by men and you can't have a butthole. Well, I guess you can. Never mind. Like, I'm not supposed to have a butthole, but I am. I don't know.
I'd hope you'd have a butthole. Otherwise,
be weird.
I don't.
It's hard to shit when you don't have a butthole.
What is South Park?
By the way, Mike Gayette says 30 seconds. That's all he needs.
Who said that?
Mike Gayette. Is new comic in here, any? Mike, aren't you new around
she's
here?
She's a poo master. I'm not a poo master. I just know my body.
I don't know.
Well, listen, it's a good thing. I just need that window.
Once
I make that decision,
like,
you know
I
what
go
I mean?
Fast, but yeah, I get what you're saying. You need that buffer so you know you can
because I know if it's
10
minutes before that, I got to go up and I got to go in there and do this because it may take me 8 minutes to wipe my ass.
You
know, I may have one of those, like, you know, never-ending fucking...
You get the sweats and shit. You got to clean up. Like,
Jesus.
Oh, God, Jesus Christ.
Yeah, you know what I mean? You're in there and you're fucking...
You guys should try getting a small butt.
And then, you know, listen,
so
and I've said this before. Yeah.
You used to have a small butt. It wasn't, yeah.
Listen to her.
I can't wait.
It's a breeze.
Listen, I spent a lot of my middle age, younger age, trying to find a young, nice little butthole. But get lucky every once in a while. Anyway, let's get off the shit topic.
Yeah, my dad's watching. Yeah.
This is a...
my dad, too.
He'll prescribe you something.
Let's talk about convenience, in a sense. I had this issue. I've been out of town. So I come back, and I have something on my computer called Outlook.
Yep.
It's basically what I use for emails, for contact management, my notes for all my... When I open my computer tomorrow, it's going to tell me you got to call this person, you got to reach out to this person, you got to...
Amazing software.
Right, you just tells you what to do and keeps you in line. Well, all of a sudden, I couldn't get on my Outlook on Monday. I didn't know it wasn't working. Something was wrong. And then you got to call the people in the tech department. And I love when you talk to these people because they speak a language I don't speak. I don't know what they're fucking talking about. Like, what seems to be the problem? Oh, my computer doesn't work. I can't do this. And then they get it on with you on your computer. Yeah. They log in with your computer. They try to start doing shit for you.
Yep.
Right? In my office, where I'm trying to work 2.5 hours with these people, I'm just sitting there twiddling my thumbs while they're rummaging through my computer trying to figure out what's wrong. Ultimately, they have no resolve. You know what it's like when you spend 2.5 hours sitting there with your computer because you need it?
Yep.
Right? If I'm a milkman, it's my milk truck.
Every day, dude.
You know what I mean?
Dude, T-Mobile did that to me when I got this phone. They switched my roommate, Warren, who's 47 and I'm 25. They switched our phones. So his phone had my phone number. So all my texts were getting sent to his phone.
Ah.
And all the, yeah. So it was all had for 3 hours at night. And I was like, just leave your phone out here.
I can imagine how many phone he's like. Who the hell?
Well, yeah,
God,
what happened from there, man?
Size of that you can imagine. Jesus Christ.
Well, that's always imagine if that happened. Next thing you know, you start getting, who the fuck is this?
Yeah.
That's crazy. So here's the thing. So I had to go, and then finally, you know, I tried to resolve it myself. Nope. Then I had to get another 3 hours, 4 hours today.
Jesus.
I had to call, and I was trying to, I went to my office. I ran all the way back home to find the CD. Because they got to have the product code to remember it, so otherwise Microsoft doesn't know who the fuck you are. I got a date. I got to know shit. I bought the software. Without the product code, you're fucked. So
don't you have a login, though, like an email and stuff like that, a password to log on to it?
That's no.
Because if you have the software itself on a computer, if you just go on the Internet Explorer and you go to Outlook through there, you should be able to actually log in through that.
Do you think my tech guys would have figured that out?
That's what I do.
I'm just saying that
I'm my own tech guy.
It was corrupted. That was the problem. The whole Outlook was corrupted. So when you try to sign in, so eventually I fixed it. I used the thing to fix it, and I can go on a temporary. You couldn't see everything.
Yeah.
So I'm still waiting to see shit I got to do. I can't do because I don't have my fucking. You know, it's like that paperclip in the old days.
Here's a hint. You're still not done.
Yeah, dumbass. So
that's the worst, though, man. When you need information, you can't get it, and it's there. It's just something you can't figure the fuck out.
That's it. So finally today, at 4:30 today, we finally figured it out after being in my office at 11 o'clock, 10 o'clock this morning. And we finally figured it out. And then, of course, I'm rummaging because we had to do this. We had our podcast. So I'm rummaging through all that shit, trying to get all that done. And so.
You're probably backed up like crazy, huh?
Well, you mean we're talking shit again? We're talking about shitting?
Oh, this man's plugged up.
At any rate, so I'm fucking just. My point is the conveniences of the phone, the technology.
Yeah,
it's all getting it. It's all a bit fucking crazy.
Yeah, man.
Listen, we were talking about something about wings. You want to have some sort of wing contest? And,
no, not a wing contest, man. Like, all right. So I was gonna put this. I do like a bullshit, like a little shitty vlog of like my comedy journey and shit like that. Like when I go to different places, you know, I vlog whatever's going on. And I was gonna I put on Facebook like the top. Like I want to hear everybody's favorite wing spot in like Palm Beach County and stuff. Because I was gonna take the top five, get like 4 or 5 comedies together, and get an order from each one of those places, and then have our own like taste test. Like who the fuck is the best wing thing out of it. But never happened. Because we can never, we picked a day and then we're going to meet up. Like half of us going to do it. Somebody else is on the show.
Well, there was some shit. A friend had to go to a funeral. There was a bunch of shit going down.
And it never happened, but I still want to do it, though.
Listen, I don't know. What are you trying to do? Like, if you're going to tell me.
It's just content. I'm a wing addict. Like, I'm a wing
Wings are my favorite food.
Yeah.
Buffalo chicken in general.
All right. So we have the idea of a contest.
Not a contest. It's just content. Just content. Throw it online.
Just see which one we like the best.
People see that shit and they like it. It's.
All right, I get you. So, so what we could do is, while we're, for example, something. Did you snort the fucking wing, dude?
Hey, don't play. I lost a bet one time. I had to snort up hot sauce.
You've got permanent fucking mucus. What is going on?
It's not mucus. It's a long story, but I'll explain to you.
Yeah, later. All right. Jesus Christ.
Why do you think I keep doing this? So I can breathe. I don't want to breathe all up in your shit.
I feel like I got a fucking bulldog next to me.
Even when I was skinny, I had this breathing problem.
Really?
Okay? Yes. It's a,
it's, your breathing is fine. It's the fucking modules of shit
it's
that's
the
in
moisture
your,
in your
long
body.
Long story. Yeah.
God, long man. Story? Can you make it short and tell everybody?
Nah. Because then it just sounds like I'm a bitch.
Randy used to snort cum, and it's just stuck.
Why does it got to be cum? Why can't it be coke?
It's the only thing that would...
Everybody makes me look like I'm like a... No,
you
man.
Gay?
You're too fat for coke, being have that
be
money.
I'd be skinny
as shit,
you're right, yeah.
I mean, you know what I mean? I mean, I hate the coke boogers. Yeah, the boogers,
yeah,
you give them coke.
My friend, yeah, yeah. I've never done drugs, honestly, so I wouldn't know.
Yeah, I've never done.
I've had friends around it, and I'm like, holy shit, like that came out your nose is not crazy. Like,
oh, man, it's the worst. Nothing, and the worst part is you got to look at Artie Lang. He doesn't have a nose anymore.
Oh, my God.
You know, you watch these
did
people.
You see the last,
yeah.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, it's horrible. Yeah.
It's like his face hit the wall
I know
multiple
friends,
times.
I know friends that had the deviated septum, they had to fucking get a surgery, mm-hmm. and I can tell you, that I may have done a little bit back in the day where it caused root canals on my teeth. You know what I mean? Like,
Jesus
even if it
Christ.
Sneaks down through here, it gets into your...
The
some
little,
be, you know,
little drip thing they call it.
Yeah,
whatever.
It goes down your... And the next thing you know, your fucking teeth are hurting. Yeah, my teeth are hurting. What? It's the worst
nuts,
drug,
man.
There was never a drug that was easier for me to quit than cocaine.
Yeah.
I get sick.
You see the shit that happens.
Yeah,
I mean,
it's... Well, feel the shit. Do well, cocaine. Oh, I'm great for a half hour. And then for next week, I'm like, fuck, I'm so unhappy. You know what I mean? Then all these I was always amazed at people that could do it. Like, they do it. Like, I know, I still know people this day that still do it.
Oh, yeah, yeah,
like,
yeah.
They're doing it, like, two or three, four times a week. Like, I don't know how you could socially do it. I just don't get it.
I know people that do it, like, once a night. Like, every single day.
They get it every night. They have their own little.
And just have their own little bag. Done.
Expensive.
I just, that's the thing. If I had it, I can't stop doing it.
That's that.
Yeah, I would get it on it. Like, you get on Friday. I'm like, okay, I'm going to do a little tonight. We'll save it for tomorrow night.
And then
my
you're
Saturday
low,
morning.
You're like, shit, this shit was good. Let me get some more. Like,
yeah, Saturday morning, I'm sitting there all geeked up. I can't sleep. Fucked up. I did a whole eight ball.
See, I like sleeping too much. I can't.
Yeah.
I wish I could sleep, man.
Yeah. So. I'm getting some sleep. I'll tell you that.
Work way too damn much.
Yeah. Any rate, so I don't know. So, Chicken, listen, Danny Brath just said, dude.
Of course, Danny Brath's going to comment on that.
Yeah.
Hi, Danny.
What's up, Danny?
He's coming into town, by the way.
He is. I got him on my show at Backstage. I'm still trying to get you. I don't have July 3rd open, but I have the last three Saturdays of July.
Yeah, that was the date I asked for, July 3rd. Oh, I'm so busy. Thanks, Jackie. so many other fucking people come ahead of me, I'm sure.
No, I haven't booked anybody in July. I booked June already. June's already booked, but I have July.
Hmm.
You pick.
I had somebody came up to me the other night at the Sunday open mic. Says, hey, man. I'm so and so, and I've been hearing a lot about you. I'm like, thanks, you know, and who, I'll tell you after when you tell me about why you got all those boogers.
Okay.
we'll switch stories.
Why you're a booger monster, Randy?
You're a booger monster.
Too much booger sugar, my young ass. Now.
Yeah, fuck. When you go down on a girl, you don't go down. You go down and in.
Oh, no, but honestly, I'm not gonna even fucking lie to you, bro. It's probably the only time I can ever breathe clear.
Really?
I don't know. Something in my mind is like going overdrive, boy. It's,
yeah. It's like your nasal passage is open.
They finally like, open the floodgates. And I'm like, I can breathe.
Oh, my God.
Just got to keep portable vagina for real all the time.
Yeah, there's nothing worse, man,
than
being having a stuffed up nose when you're trying to do that.
Both ways, though. The girl does, too. You know, it's just like, no, don't do that.
You can breathe
yeah.
a little bit. You get gaps of air. It's just gross.
Well, like, depends. So what are you saying? Experience? Your ex-boyfriend has small cock?
I have allergies is what I'm saying.
Don't say that again.
If you're giving head and you have an allergic reaction when you're giving head,
allergies is not an allergy.
No, if your allergies start kicking up and you start like the sneezing and shit, something's wrong.
Yeah, okay? Can
like,
you imagine you're with a girl for the first time, she's going down on you, she starts sneezing, you're like, this isn't good.
Yeah, it's like, oh, you sneezed
all
over me.
It doesn't happen to me, my gosh.
Yeah?
I'm saying it's my nose has been clogged once or twice. Not right now.
Did you hear that stuff?
Yeah.
I'm good.
Yeah.
Man, fuck you guys, man.
Sounds like she just did a bump.
I did.
All right.
Matt Dirndack is watching. Hi, Matt Dirndack.
What's up, Matt? How's L.A., buddy? He made the move, right? Didn't he leave?
I saw him over there in L.A. when I went over there.
Yeah?
Yeah, I got to do a mic with him. Funny guy, man.
Yeah, he's cool definitely a funny guy. Have fun, buddy. And good luck. And fuck you, because I want to go there, too. I love L.A.
Yeah, fuck you as well.
You know what I mean? I want to go. Listen, here's the thing. I know you got many options, this girl, but I told my wife, I'm really thinking about finding an apartment and renting it, co-oping it with some folks, and just make it a landing pad. I want to go there once every two or three months for a couple weeks or so. I want to spend like a month there at least three or four times a year.
Let's get a
That's
house.
You know
dope,
what I mean?
Man. You know how dope that'd be like if you get a couple comics here who can actually come into that and like...
Yeah, can you imagine? That's the thing.
That'd be an easy way to just travel, stay there.
That's
a couple
the thing you just said, Randy. That's very important. Is getting comics.
Yeah, yeah.
to commit to a financial commitment.
There's a lot of comics that can't do half of that.
So. I am right? committed.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Just give me some of that $5,000 money up front, and we'll just front up, we'll front up.
I can pay.
Because I got to go. I'm telling you, I just got to. This, you know what I mean? I'm at that point. You know, because Florida, great. You know, listen, I've said this advice to people in the past. You know, a lot of people leave early and they expect to get, you know, my theory always was I want to get really good. So no matter where I go, you know, it doesn't matter where you're just going to go and then fucking fall. There's a lot of people that go away and then never get time. And they go, what the fuck did I do?
Yeah, that'll be me. I'm sure it'll happen. Okay. I'm just impatient, though. So I'll deal with it when the time
Well, that's
comes.
The beauty of having being able to come and go. You know, if you can, you know, you say, I'm going to go there. I'm going to work a couple weeks, right? This and that. And then I'm going to come home, do shows and get, you know what I mean? Get active again.
And you would get some crazy experience, too, because you can see how different comedy is from other places and you'll be able to get.
What's up, David
just
Jackson?
Knowledge and shit, too, from going somewhere else. You can see how they do it there. Maybe you'll pick up some shit you didn't know.
Listen, you got to tour. And if you're doing comedy in one place all your life, then you go to L.A., all right, great. You're going to have to work. You know what I mean? I instead of living in L.A. in the last 4 or 5 years, I put in my work as going around touring the country as a fucking feature or headliner now. Yeah. You know, and that's what you got to do because there's people in L.A., you hear it all the time, there's comics that have just did their comedy in L.A., and now what they're doing is they're going to go and they do road work. They bomb at a lot of places.
Yeah.
Because they're only used to the L.A. crowd. A lot of that shit doesn't pass. You know, you don't know what the fuck. So you got to get out. Either way, you got to get out there and do your shit. So, any rate, enough of that shit. What's up? Are you not entertained? I watched that. Gladiator is one of those movies
amazing
that comes on.
Movie,
I can watch it again.
It just reminds me of Chris Flanagan's joke. Are you not entertained? And he does his whole
Chrissy was, Chris, I call him Fancy Pants. Chris Flanagan was at Dayton, Ohio.
Yeah?
Yeah. He had a good set. I got to talk to him about it. I mean, he wasn't happy about it. He got laughs. But,
Yeah, you know, sometimes you do your set, you can, like, with yourself, you did good, but then you just feel like something
the
was off.
The difference in everything, like, the night I won, the reason I did is because it was a lighter crowd, but I had fun, and I just went, I was comfortable with fucking, just gave out the funny.
Yeah.
And I can't help it sometimes when I'm in a contest, one of these things, I get into that mode where I'm like, I'm so thinking about shit so much that I lose my touch, I'm a little, you know, distracted in a sense.
Yeah, just something
gets
all beat.
Dick this... That this past contest on Friday.
Oh, the one Phil Is Me one?
Yeah.
Where was that? In West Palm Beach?
Yeah.
Yeah, New Vegan.
Well, now it's called Juicy.
Juicy, yeah. But it's
$1,000, man.
I fucked that up hardcore. Like, I bombed. That was like the hardest I think I've bombed in a really long time.
No, that's too. Interesting.
Well, I hosted the show before. So there was some people who stayed, and then it was a bunch of fucking comics in the crowd, too.
Hmm.
And I was like, I was pissed. But then there was other people, and I just didn't do well, I guess. I was just, the first show went well, I thought. Hosting the first show was good. And then the second set I did, I knew, like, a minute in, I was like, supposed to do 10 minutes, but I knew a minute in, I was like, I fucked this up, like, hardcore. I could tell by my attitude and how they were
responding.
Well,
see, that's the thing. Like me, sometimes you get that in your head, and you're just basically throwing yourself down.
Yeah,
I couldn't turn it around.
Yeah.
It's hard to turn it around.
Yeah, so I fucked that up, but it's all good.
Shout out to Phil Ismito, man. Crush.
Yeah, and shout out to Steve.
Him and Steve.
Lamb, too.
To
Steve
that.
Lamb,
yeah.
Newer comic, fucking destroyed that shit.
Yeah.
He did so good.
They both.
Well, I knew once I didn't do well, I was like, he's got one-liners. They're tired, and they didn't want to sit through a bunch of long jokes.
Well, they're honestly, his looking at the crowd, maybe I would say out of 100% of the crowd, I'd say maybe 40% were repeat. But everybody else is new. A lot of new people came in. But Steve Lamb did really good. Phil Ismay crushed. They both crushed.
It was
really hard for the judges at the end of it. Wow. I'm glad I had nothing to do with
it. I don't know why I'm not getting any invites to any of these clubs in West Palm Beach.
It was posted
online. I'm trying to have you.
I know, but you still haven't. You got everybody else. You got.
I'm picking. Okay, who do I have? I have Pam Bruno. That's it.
Yeah.
June 15th.
Yeah, great. Good for you.
Backstage
Cafe. I'm not doing shit in June. I mean, I purposely, you know, while I'm on it, I might as well plug it. Fuck it, I'll plug it after. But next week, this Thursday, I'm going to be in at Comedy Zone in Columbus, Georgia at the Loft.
Nice.
Nadeem's opening for me.
Cool.
Nadeem Awad. And on Saturday, I'm going to be at Fort Walton Beach.
You guys aren't flying, right?
Huh?
You're not flying with him, are you?
Fuck no.
Okay, good, good, good.
might as well be a donkey as my fucking support animal.
Pretty much.
No, we're driving, man. We're going to drive. And, you know, and then I'm going to be at, I'm doing a show in Fort Myers or Cape Coral over there. Ron Gargiola has a room.
Nice.
Which is the Big Storm Brewery on June 15th.
Big Storm Brewery. I'll tell my dad to go.
And June 26th, I'm going to be in Sebring doing a Summit gig, which is always a fun gig in Sebring, Florida. Summit Summit Comedy books it.
Nice.
And that's it. I got nothing in June. That's it. I'm fucking around. I might as well be going to, I'll be doing like, I don't know, like karaoke. I'm going
to
be going hanging out,
to my
watching
open
movies. I've got to come to your open mic. I'm going to do that. Honestly, I want to do that.
It's a great
been
time. There's
it.
Tits all over the place.
Oh, well, thank you.
All over the walls.
Now my wife's not going to let me go. Danny Brass says, any tips on how to start touring and doing shows in states you don't have any connections? Yes. My best advice is if you know a comic that's going to be in one of those rooms in one of those states you want to work and you see they're going to be there, you may want to see if he can help you get a spot. He or she can help you get a spot. Pedro Santres says, don't know that brewery.
No.
Well, at least I'm not blowing snot all over the fucking mic.
You're both gross.
David Jackson, I did a show at the Cock and Bulls in Sarasota. That was all comics. They were dicks. I just picked the loudest one and did a little back and forth. Chris wrote, Greg Grillo is a... bestiologist.
He is hilarious.
Greg Grillo's pretty good.
Well, great. Thank you. Thanks for your input on Facebook Live, everybody. Now, it's that time of day where we review.
And now, for your dining and dancing pleasure, some international and domestic news you may or may not believe. It's Straight from the Headlines with Dougie Almeida.
Thank you, Peter. Hey, it's time for Straight from the Headlines, where we talk about things from here and around the world and make fun of them. Here's a story right here in Coral Springs, Florida. Right here. So I don't know if this may scare you, Jackie.
Oh, no. Is it about a lizard?
No, it's about a snake.
Oh, I'm not afraid of snakes.
You're scared of lizards, but you're not scared of snakes.
No, yes. I don't play with snakes.
No fear of snakes.
Well, Randy.
I'm good.
Yeah. Snake slithers out of a toilet and bites a Florida man on the arm.
Ooh.
Oh, man.
That's not my arm.
I mean, I don't want that to happen, though.
It happened right here in Coral Springs, my
Holy
hometown.
Holy shit.
Yeah, I'm never using your bathroom ever again.
Thank you. This is really not a story. I'm just making it up so you stop shitting in my toilet. Authorities say a ball python slithered out of a toilet in a bit of South Florida man on the arm. Coral Springs Police spokesman Chris Swinson said the man was treated at the scene after the 4-foot, that's not a big fucking python, is it?
I don't give a shit.
Snake bit him when he lifted the toilet seat on Sunday morning. The snake is non-venomous, otherwise that guy'd be dead.
Damn, that is scary, though.
That's not true.
That would scare the shit out of me.
Can you imagine you going to pick your toilet seat up and just fucking...
Yeah.
I would literally never be able to poop or pee this
way. It's one of my phobias. I have a
I'd probably shit right there.
I have PTSD.
Fear of, like, going to the bathroom.
Right.
And just, you've seen movies, you've heard stories before. It's like...
I check the toilet for lizards to make sure no lizards are hanging in it.
I've never in my entire life saw a lizard near a fucking toilet.
I have.
They're more like vegetarians. They like to hang near bushes and trees.
That's crazy.
That was
man.
Me saying
Can
I have a bush. Okay.
Jackie's so hairy.
They run in.
Picture that, though, man. 3-4 o'clock in the morning, you wake half asleep, you go to use the bathroom, you lift the toilet up, and like, what's that? And game over. Done.
Well, dude, there's real stories that people were getting bit by these dangerous, poisonous spiders. That because they like
the
moisture.
I'm also afraid of
spiders. Yeah, man.
I'm a pussy when it comes to stinging spiders. Yeah. I'm sorry. I'll fight anything else. I don't care. Good.
Swinson told the news outlets the snake didn't belong to the man and it was unclear how it got into the apartment. South Florida Sun Sentinel reports the Coral Springs Humane Society took the snake to a veterinarian's office. It was being treated for a scale infection. Over the years, other creatures have found their way into the toilets of South Florida, including an iguana.
Ah! Shut up.
Freed by Fort Lauderdale Fire and Rescue.
Are you lying?
It's right there.
Shut the fuck up.
Did you say Fort Lauderdale and Palm Beach? Over
Stop
near...
it. My heart literally sank. You said an iguana came through a toilet?
Yep.
That's funny.
South Florida, including an iguana freed by a Fort Lauderdale Fire Rescue.
I have to
Back
use
in March.
A bucket now.
Yo, those things swim in the water, too.
I know. I was in a pool once, and one jumped in, and I didn't really realize it, and then I opened my eyes, and I saw it, and I fucking dipped out real quick. Man, really?
Mm-hmm.
That ruined all her thoughts. And like, I'm going to go to the pool.
I already hate pooping, and now I'm going to hate it even more.
That's why
I enjoy it.
That fucking sucks.
I don't want to get back into it, but I'm a big I'm a big morning guy.
Yeah.
I'm a big whenever it happens. I don't wake up in the morning.
Is it not a regular schedule?
No, I'm not. Like, that sucks. It's a surprise, motherfucker.
15 minutes, I'll wake
up. Well,
I'm
always amazed, man. I'm always amazed, you know, that some people, you know what I mean? That they And my wife won't poop for a couple of days. I'm like, what?
Yeah, I don't.
Really?
Yeah.
God, every morning I go a couple times. I go and I come back. I gotta go again.
No, yeah, yeah. No,
only if I wake up early enough and I eat right when I wake up, then I'll have to poop. Otherwise,
that baffles me. Like, I
why'd you bring this up again, Jackie? Jesus.
What?
Christ.
You said the toilets.
Jackie, is this the thing? Is this thing you're trying to show?
Come on, you want to talk about ass? Here's a story. Man dies on a plane after swallowing 246 packets of cocaine.
Naturally.
Yeah. Japanese man died on board a flight from Mexico City to Tokyo, or as George Takei says, Tokyo, with 246 packets of cocaine in his stomach.
Gross.
Identified only as Udu N, the 42-year-old passenger flew from Bogota, Colombia to Mexican capital, where he transferred to a flight to Narita Airport, Tokyo. According to a statement, crew noticed a person suffering convulsions and requested to make an emergency landing in Hermosilla, Sonora. At 2:25 a.m. local time, May 24th, paramedics boarded the plane and found the passenger had died.
It's probably the most that person ate the whole trip in Mexico.
Had died. It's a radio thing.
It's good.
I learned on my own.
I need to work on it.
That's crazy, man. Like, what kind of body pains do you go through?
There were 246 plastic packets of cocaine in his stomach, and a doctor with a straw going, it's party time.
That's wild.
Measuring one by 2.5 centimeters each after his body was removed from the plane, the flight continued its journey.
Like, you gonna stay here, bro? But we got places to go. Sorry.
Gosh.
Can you, like?
Now, look. Can you imagine if the guy did? Let's say he ate. He started throwing up, and you look and you throw up, and then you look down, and you see like
cocaine.
Is that cocaine? Sometimes you find cocaine on the floor. Sometimes you find drugs on the floor, and you're like South Beach a lot.
Yeah.
You know, you're sitting there in the bathroom. Someone's taking money. You know, people take.
You see it fall out.
Yeah, I've seen that happen before.
Oh yeah, yeah.
Then you're okay. You grab it. But sometimes if you see it, it's on the floor. You don't know if some asshole put fucking arsenic in there. I want to, you know, screw with somebody.
How many packets was it again?
246.
What if the coroner gave them that number, but then they're like, yo, you're all right. He's like, I'm cool.
Actually,
like, yeah, he's like, yeah, his like 255. He's doing
yeah, 250. Where was the other four or six? Oh, it was 246.
No, what's that waste of? I had a pot of donut.
Swallowing packets of drugs is a common way. Smugglers try to move illicit substances from country to country. Sometimes they just shove it up their ass.
Or vagina.
Yeah. Unless they're a dude.
Yes.
He's got a man pussy. That's what he's got.
In September of 2016, a 40-year-old Australian man was caught with 1.1 kilograms of cocaine in his stomach.
Jesus Christ.
The man who lives in Thailand had passed a baggage examination when he told police he ingested a large number of packets filled with cocaine.
He told what?
Yeah, he told the cops. Yeah, everybody
but
gets
still
honest.
Got on the plane?
Mm-hmm. No, I don't know. He must have admitted it after.
Oh, I'm about to say at that point, they're like, you're going to die anyways.
Mm-hmm.
I'll get crunchy items so that way hopefully like one pops it at them.
Yeah, eat some Doritos.
All right.
Here's a great story. Principal at a high school, I believe it was, accidentally plagiarized Ashton Kutcher's speech.
How do you
accidentally plagiarize?
That big epic one he did, that
the
very motivational speaker vibe one.
A West Virginia principal accused of plagiarizing Ashton Kutcher in an address to his school's graduating class says he didn't mean to use someone else's work.
But you did. That's the dumbest thing ever. That's like catching a little kid like, why'd you do that? I didn't know. You fucking knew. Like,
yeah, own up.
Yeah, man the fuck up.
You could also have just said, like, I want to use this speech because I think it's very powerful. He could have just, like,
recorded it. Or he could have just played the speech for the class.
Yeah. That
would have been the safest bet.
And stood there with the fucking clicker.
And just smiled the whole time. Like, that's a good point. Write that down.
I'm going to give a commencement speech.
Right.
Click, click. Parksburg High School Principal Kenny DeMose, which in Latin means never work here again, has issued a statement saying he should have cited his sources in the May 23rd speech, but asserted the ideas were his own. Quote, I did not get all of my ideas from Ashton. Format, yes. Thoughts and ideas were from my heart, he wrote. And I love Ashton Kutcher.
So, so the format, yes, but the thoughts and everything like that is from his heart. But if they're the same exact wording and thoughts.
That makes, he's full of shit.
Yeah, dude, like, tighten up, bro.
He wrote, adding that he's upset the speech has stolen the focus from graduating students. A graduate posted a video onto Facebook that spliced DeMoz's speech with Kutcher's 2013 Nickelodeon Teen Choice Award speech. And has since amassed more than 100,000 views. The speeches use similar wording and at times featured identical phrasing, much like when you catch a comic doing the same joke you've been doing.
Yep.
Pretty much.
DeMoz said he widely circulated video, the widely circulated video cut out a preface that was supposed to make clear he was going to be folding others' ideas and thoughts into his speech. Nobody else's ideas made it, but Ashton's did.
I wonder what the next year's speech is going to be.
It's going to be John Cryer.
I had a dream speech. And be like, those are my words and thoughts. Yeah. Like,
I have a dream with little black babies and white babies. Me and my family are the only ones being hurt here. My accuser isn't. I love kids and love the school, and this will only make me better, he said.
If you owned up, it would make you better. I hate stupid people piss me off, man. Like,
yeah.
If you fucked up, own up to it.
Yeah, like, people can't do that. People can't admit when they're wrong. People have a hard time admitting they're stupid or did something. What are you wrong?
I can understand not apologizing for something that's so, like, something like this. Fucking own up and apologize. Get it out of the way. I guarantee you, if you would apologize about the shit, been swept on the rug, done, game over. But you're saying,
right,
we're the only ones hurt. My accusers are. No shit. You're the only dumbass that had
you're
any part.
You should die. Yeah. You should die.
That's a little
fucking
far,
die.
But,
phony
you're
fuck.
I've not let the kids all these tie them up in the basketball court.
I have no tolerances
court
for these phony fucks.
Die.
You fucking posers, you sponges. You know who I'm talking about. You people that just sponge
names,
off the talent
names,
of other people.
Names.
I'm not going to mention. I'm not going to mention former comics I used to work with. But listen,
former
I,
comics you used to work with. You
just
heard it.
People, just people that don't have any way of doing it on their own. They got to be around somebody else. They watch them do it, and they take it all in and they do it like comics. Oh, you know. Like I, it's amazing when you go to an open mic, and you start doing it. You're working on material, and then all these other comics are there, and then that material starts to kick off. All of a sudden, you start hearing other comics using similar premises, similar subject matters. You're like, oh, okay, I get it. You're not copying my joke, but you just took you heard something I said and said I'm going to find a funny angle on this, right?
Well,
I hate
last
that.
Night a comic did a joke, but he said he did it thinking of it for me, but he said it in his set, Nick Masick, about his the Miss Maisel thing, and he was like, I thought that joke would be good for you to do.
So why didn't he come up to you and tell you to use it?
He just did it on stage and then was like, I just wanted you to hear it. I was like, you could have said it. Like, to
I had an asshole comic out of L.A. who booked shows at like all over the country at these, you know, VFWs and stuff. I don't want to mention names, but his name is Andy Kern. And, so if you ever hear this fucking unfunny cocksucker, he used to book me and Perry and Lenny, and he booked me through a referral through Peter Fogle. So he booked me, and then, of course, I referred other people, him, Perry, Mike Panzi. I hired, you know, afraid other people to him, and all these people started working. And all of a sudden, the guy comes out there in one of these VFWs and goes, hey, you know what, that joke you tell, you know, I think you should change a little bit. Why you say that? Well, I did that joke in L.A. at this place. I go, what? You did my fucking... but I did it and I changed the ending. I wanted to see if it would work. I go,
you
what
still
the
did
fuck
my
is...
Fucking,
yeah. Fuck, can I punch you now, bitch?
Yeah. People you just know? Need to own up to their flaws, man. And not even just the comedy aspect, just day-to-day basic shit.
Yeah.
Own up, get it over with, and fucking move on.
Everybody screws up. Like you mentioned, you bombed the other night. You know what I mean? Some people couldn't tell, you know? They can't tell you they bombed.
Like those are the worst ones that are like, oh, I didn't bomb at all. Like, dude, crickets the whole time. What the
say,
fuck?
No, when you did bad.
Yeah,
all right, let me ask you a question. Define bombing. Like,
if you're in a crowd full of people.
No, no, no.
True, everyone has
night,
a different version.
On Sunday night, right? On Sunday night, I would say there was at least, there was definitely one person who bombed. That's after I'd gone up at some point, I think. I think it was after. Somebody bombed. Right? I won't mention their name, but they definitely bombed.
Okay.
Right?
Say the name after.
No laughs. I'll share the name after.
Yeah.
His name's been mentioned on the show already today. So I don't, there was definitely, now,
I don't
again,
remember.
And in my mind, I at an open mic, if you're going to do it, that's where you do it, right?
Yeah.
Because you're working on new shit, but this was somebody working on old shit.
And it's still bombing.
It's still bombing. So, I don't know. I just,
to me, bombing is
not getting any laughs.
The whole set?
Well, yes. First of all, you bombed if you didn't get any laughs. If you get, I would think bombing would be at least more than 50%. If you're up for at least, if you've don't pay attention, we'll stop. If you, I would have to say at least 60 to 70% of your set is no laughs.
Shh. Stop it.
Right, you got to have at least over 50%.
Yeah, because I got a couple laughs, but mostly
nothing to coming.
Yeah, yeah.
See, like if it's under 50%, I say that's eating a dick.
Yeah, or
like you ate a dick on stage. Like you ate a fat one.
Stop it! Enough. You gotta go to your room.
Oh. Okay.
All right. Bombing is like if you're on stage the whole time. No laughs at all.
That's bomb.
You're bomb. Terrible. But if you're like...
So you think eating is less than bombing?
Between 25% to 50%, you ate a dick on stage.
Okay, so I ate a dick.
Like, you ate a dick on stage. If you get a chuckle here,
he
like a little...
To say
I
that.
Ate a big
chuckle
dick.
Here, on, here and there, you know...
I don't think... I think eating a dick... I don't think... I would not say that. Eating a dick means... I think eating a dick is more like... even. When, I think it's worse. I think you're bombing, and you're trying to really battle to not bomb. Now you're really eating a dick. Like, it's one thing if you're not doing well and you just kind of bulldoze through your set, just kind of get it done if you have to.
Yeah.
You know, then you bombed, right? You didn't do well.
Well, that's just highly.
Eating a dick is not doing well and then struggling and then,
yeah,
and then like, you know,
you try to do some outlandish.
You're going faster, you're trying to come up, and then you tell people it's their fault.
Well, that's what I call that bombing. Yeah. That's a traditional, like, you bombed.
Then I won't say I bombed. I'll say I was a weak ass set.
You ate a dick.
Yeah.
You ate a baby dick.
No, because ate a dick is worse.
Eat a dick is worse. It's not.
I don't think you can say that.
Brad Reeder, you're a comic club owner. Just join us. Eating a dick, bombing. Which is worse? I think eating a dick, it means you're bombing and you're not handling it well. Bombing means you're just not having a good set. Your things aren't catching.
Oh, okay. If you want to put it like that, yeah.
Just put it like that.
I'm
saying,
All right. I think the difference in that would be if you come off stage and you're like, damn, I bombed. Like, damn, this crowd sucks. And you ate a dick.
No. It has to happen on stage.
That's the person. That's not
yeah.
the level
yeah.
of bombing.
I mean, if you to me, bombing is, you know, if you're not getting any laughs.
And we've all done it. I don't care who
you
are.
And it has to be over. To me, it has to be 50. I think you didn't have a good set if 50% of the jokes didn't hit. That's not bombing. That's just not doing well.
Yeah.
For my usual, I felt like I bombed.
Right.
I didn't get nearly as many laughs as I normally would or even half of my punchlines. So
that's always weird, isn't it? When you're up there and you tell a joke that normally kills and it gets nothing.
Yep. A joke that won $5,000 and then it just room is silent.
It's funny, isn't it? Speaking of phony, family discovers graduation cake that's made of plastic foam. This was on the news.
What a disappointment.
In Pasadena, Texas, a Texas family could have used a saw instead of a knife to slice a graduation cake from Walmart. Well, there you go.
That's why.
That was made of plastic foam.
Oh, like the display?
Probably.
That's probably what they did. It probably grabbed
the ones that are in the little case.
Yeah. Hey, Mira, look, this one's good. Mira, stick this one.
It's so pretty and perfect.
Yeah, it's so light, too. They're not going to get fire.
Yeah, look at it. It's perfect.
Right. It's we went straight cake. Spanish just because of the place, too. They're probably...
Marcy's Flores says the retail giant store in Pasadena, Texas had lost her order for a two-tier cake that she wanted for her daughter's graduation party. She says the manager told her to pick any other cake on the display.
That's
and
why.
The store added a picture to the frosting. Now she picked. I want that one.
They didn't even know by carrying it that it wasn't the same weight.
Yo, that's crazy.
Ooh, this must be a light cake.
Yeah.
Like, I can imagine them in the background doing it. Like she really wants. All right, and just throwing it at each other first thing across
my
the room.
God,
that's wild, man.
Mm. All was well until it was time to cut the cake, and they discovered plastic foam under the frosting.
Yeah.
I'd be pissed because I'm ready for that fucking
cake.
Yeah,
I was going to say, I'd be ready.
Can you imagine ordering a pizza, you open it up, and it's like a fucking, like one of those fake vomit things?
Ugh,
you know, just okay. like you know what I mean? Like rubber pizza. Can you imagine? Because when you start thinking about pizza, you know, you order
I couldn't imagine
you start thinking
that,
it's coming, then the doorbell rings, you're like, oh, what's here?
I did one time. I was
you know what
out.
I mean? Oh, it's almost time.
And then you grab the box.
I did one time.
You're all excited. You open it up. Oh, what? No. I don't smell anything.
Well, see, I can't picture that because I ordered food one time with a buddy of mine. When the food came to us, the food was still cold.
Yeah.
It wasn't even like thrown in the oven. I guess something happened. It's just like, I guess they were high.
Right.
I don't know what the fuck it was, but they still gave us the food cold.
Right.
Sounds like a high.
Really budget. Fucking cold. And we're like, yo, this isn't even like edible. They go, oh, well, I'll take it back. They took it back, brought us a new order for free, but still, like, the food they brought us was cold, like, freezing, like, the yeah. meat wasn't cooked. Like, oh, what the fuck are you guys doing?
Yeah, that's all disgusting.
Yeah.
When I flew to Dayton, Ohio, when I got there, I was hungry. So there was a Chick-fil-A there. As you're walking out, I'm like, well, I got a half-hour drive. It's already 2 o'clock when I flew there. So I thought, you know what? I'm going to stop here. I'm not going to get French fries, but I'm not going to be a complete dietary crazy guy. I'm going to get 2 regular Chick-fil-A sandwiches.
That's what I used to do.
I'm going to get one, and I'm going to eat one later before the show.
Oh, okay.
and for some reason, everybody's going ahead of me. I was there, and people that are there after me are still going. They're walking away with one sandwich or a special sandwich. I'm like, I walk over, and I realize this is Chick-fil-A, and they're Christian. So I go, what the fuck is wrong with you, cocksuckers? No, I walk over, and I'm like, why is everybody getting sandwiches but me? Well, you ordered 2. That's why the one guy got the one after me. You know what I mean? Because he ordered 1. He only needed 1. I needed 2. And they had to cook more chicken. So I ended up sitting there waiting for like 10, 15 minutes for fucking my 2 sandwiches.
At least it was fresh.
That's food racism.
It was fresh. And then it was very nice. God bless the woman, because you know she's a Chick-fil-A chick. She says, listen, I feel so bad for your weight. We would like to give you the sandwiches for free. Now, I'm also a God-fearing man and an honest man. I said, no, you don't have to do that, honey. Right?
The gesture's nice enough.
Thank you so much. I appreciate that. Yeah. I won't feel good about myself taking those 2 chicken sandwiches.
Did she pray with you afterwards?
Yeah, we went to. She got on her knees. Well, she did. We spoke in tongues. La, 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 la. Any rate, so I just got a free little fry with it. I said, just give me a small fry.
That's nice.
I didn't, but now I'm fatter.
I love their fries.
Thanks. The waffle ones?
Oh, God.
Delicious.
I'm so hungry all the time.
Their sandwich, that Chick-fil-A sauce is dope, bro.
By the way, the lady returned to the store where the manager gave her a $60 gift card for as much foam as she wants.
Oh, my gosh. That's so good.
How did they not? They're still bad. How the fuck you ain't noticed that was a fucking styrofoam
cake?
That's
what I'm saying. Carrying a cake versus carrying styrofoam.
You can tell the weight.
It's
going to give in the middle.
It's
yeah.
Like carrying
you got
and
fucking
me.
Grandma spinning that shit with her finger walking in. Like, I mean, I look how light the cake is. It's like, that's fucking.
Look, I spit it on my finger.
When you throw the cake up in the air, and it kind of whiffles when it's falling down, there's something wrong.
Yeah. When you drop the cake and actually can still catch it.
Yeah.
Oops, I dropped it. Oh, wait, I'm going to catch it. Hold on. I got it.
When you got recovery time, there's something wrong with
when your cake has a fucking kite fucking tail.
Oh, my God.
And blows off the table. Hold on, shut the window. The cake is blowing off the table.
There's a strong wind, mijo. Grab it. It's gonna
shut the fan.
Yo, you imagine that? You're walking by and you see a cake just flying out of here. What the fuck is going on?
Get the cake.
See a bunch of Spanish people. Mira, cógelo. Cabulla, wey. Cabulla, wey. Todo el rope.
La cake se va.
Yeah. Se fue volando, wey.
See, the lady opens up. Somebody comes in, opens the door. Hello, happy birthday. Right. The cake is blowing away.
Yeah. Mira, grandma, you open the door. You let the wind take the cake. Ay, mija, I didn't know.
I'm sorry.
Right.
Here's a great story. Louisiana Catholic school principal resigns after a D.C. strip club arrest.
I saw that.
During a school field trip.
Wait, what?
Louisiana Catholic school principal is reportedly arrested and has resigned after he was drunk at a strip club while on a school field trip.
Nice.
Only now, were the kids there?
Just the boys.
Yeah,
what if it was like the high school basketball team? Man, you know, birds and bees.
Michael Kamea, 47, was arrested around 2 a.m. Friday after police officers responded to a complaint about an intoxicated man refusing to pay his bill at Archibald's Gentlemen's Club. Now, I've been to many I've been to many strip clubs, but I would never.
Yeah.
If my buddy says, "Hey, we're going to Archibald's strip club." I'm like, is there a fucking Tootsie's or a fucking Scarlet's instead?
Archibald.
Something more appealing in the name? Like,
why don't you just call Nutsack fucking strip club?
We're going to get this fucked up when the nickname is Archie's. We're going to Archie's. Like, yeah. No, we're not.
We're going to Ralph's strip club.
Archie's is hotter than Archibald, at least.
Yeah, no, but when you have to nickname it to make it sound good, it's like, no, we're good.
Archibald.
That's funny, man.
Principal of Holy Family School, a Catholic. Yeah, I thought it was a stripper name.
Right.
Yeah, the school has a new stripper name. It's Holly, not Holy. Well, principal of Holy Family School, a Catholic K to 8 grade school in Port Allen near Baton Rouge, was allegedly discovered standing in a road and refusing to move after several requests. Kamea told the news, allegedly had a service dog with him at the strip club.
Wow.
At the same time as the incident unfolded, Kamea was a chaperone of the school-sponsored trip. A spokesman to the Diocese of Baton Rouge said the students were in a hotel in their hotel rooms in the nation's capital when the principal was arrested. Hey kids, I'm gonna be back. I'm gonna get some milk for everybody.
Can you imagine him getting on the bus like, "Are you kids shut the fuck up? I'm going to sleep in the front.
Yeah.
I've had a long day and I didn't get touched. You guys shut up, get in the back." That's fucking crazy, man.
Mr. Cameo, how come you smell like booze and bad pussy?
Right? It's like, how do you know that, Johnson? Well, my dad is a...
How do you know what bad pussy smells like, Johnson?
My mom's a stripper. She works at Archibald's.
Yeah, she said she saw you over at Archibald's.
My mom goes to Archibald's.
My mom's a
friend. She says you're an asshole. Kept making people dance for your dog.
Like, is this a picture of you? My mom sent me a picture. You hung over the toilet stall.
Is this you? Is this you eating fucking free eggs at the buffet at 2 in the morning?
The hold on. It was during the day, though, right?
So 2 in the morning.
Not 2 in the morning.
Oh, 2 in the
so they're on a field trip.
Like the kids, was asleep.
All the kids went to their beds and stuff, and he decided to go have a...
I didn't catch that.
Yeah.
That's wild.
And the funny thing is, can you imagine this guy going, the kids are there, everything's cool, going to go have some fun. But then he turns into a dick. He's complaining and shit.
The Lord works in mysterious ways. He was tempted by the devil's lettuce. God, that night it was vagina.
They say the spokesman said... he resigned as principal, and an intern has been reported, or brought on the spot. The principal, who's also reportedly worked as a part-time reserve officer with the Brusley Police Department, resigned after his arrest. Brusley Police did not immediately return Fox's News. This guy is a principal and a fucking police officer.
Did he resign on a trip and go back to the strip club?
Yeah, I'm done with this shit. I'm going to go back to my fucking friend.
I love Archibald.
Right. Yeah, like, I'll go back to Archibald's and date Karen.
Right. Like, what does he do now? He's the guy who works in the bathroom stalls at Archibald's. You know, the guy that gives like the towels and the cologne.
He's the valet.
That guy. There it is.
Well, that's all we have time for here on the Wake Up Late with Dougie show.
Yay.
I want to thank Randy Vega for joining us.
Thank you for having me, bro.
And Jackie Sanchez.
Thank you so much for having me. I love the dogs.
Yes, they're beautiful. Mm-hmm. And like I said, this Thursday I'm going to be in Columbus, Georgia at the Loft. And on Saturday I'm going to be in Fort Walton Beach. It's Comedy Zone rooms there, the Block. And the week after, I'm going to be at the Big Storm Brewing Company on June 15th in Cape Coral. So come out to the shows if you're around. Nice. Go to DougieAlmeida.com for more dates. Please follow me at Dougie Dangerous on Instagram and on Twitter. And don't forget to follow us on Twitter on the Wake Up Show, the Wake Up Dougie Show on Twitter. And join our Instagram at Wake Up Dougie Show. And what else? Oh, our fan page on Facebook, where you can catch, if you don't watch us on Facebook Live, all the videos are there for you to watch. They're posted right after. Just in case, you know, fuck up and mention somebody's name we shouldn't have. Anyway, what's going on with you, Jack?
Tomorrow I'm hosting at the Miami Improv for Eric Myers, Freddie Stebbins, Alex Mauricio.
Oh, the Gringos, Chinko,
Gringo
Kinko,
Latino show. Yeah, I'm really excited about that. And then Saturday I'm at Have Nots in Coral Gables.
Cool.
Nice, man. You guys follow me on social media, Randy B. Comedy on Instagram and Randy B. on Facebook.
And open your windows when you're outside and hear him snorting his boogers.
Hell yeah. Snorting that white, baby. That booger shit. Nah.
You should go. That should be part of your act.
It is.
Oh, fuck off.
That'd be funny.
It is not.
I think it'd be funny. Anyway, guys, thanks. We'll have no more shows this week. We'll have a new one next week right here at the same spot. Take care.
Bye.
People on earth, can you hear me? Came a voice from the sky on a magical night. And yellow colors of a thousand sunsets, they travel to the world on a silvery light. The people of the earth stood waiting, watching as the ships came one by one. Setting fire to the sky as they landed, carrying to the world children of the sun. Children of the sun. All at once came a sound from inside, the beam of light hit the ground. Everyone felt the sound of their heartbeat. Every man, every woman, every child. They guessed the limits of imagination through the door to the world of another time. And on the journey of a thousand lifetimes, with the children of the sun, they started to climb.